getting you going here this Saturday morning. Rocking and a rolling. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up call. I have two Coyote tickets to give away right now. The first correct answer that texts in to 411923, the date, this comes from our interview in the first 30 minutes of the 7 o'clock hour. We had Dr. Sky on talking about events that we will be able to witness this week, tonight, this month, and this year. Keeping our face to the sky, keeping the eyes to the sky. What date this year will the Great American Eclipse occur? Text the correct answer to 411923, and you, if you're the first one, will win two tickets to next Saturday night's game with the Coyotes and the San Jose Sand Sharks.
That would be a great one to catch the podcast of with your children. Dr. Sky just really explains it, draws your eyes up there, tells you what to anticipate, gets you excited about it. It's just phenomenal the way he presents all that. I just want to thank him for joining us so early because I know a lot of his nights are late. His business happens at night.
Yeah, this is the end of his day.
Yeah,
right now.
Well, we appreciate it.
The lightest speed, traveling at the lightest speed, it'll take you 45 billion years to get to the end of the known universe. That's not the diameter of the known universe. That's the radius. It's 94 billion. Traveling 186,000 miles per second for 94 billion years, you would cross the known universe.
My little brain can't handle that. I just know it's really big.
186,000 miles per second. Now, that'll fire you up on a Saturday morning, won't it?
Get your brain working.
Why don't we slow things down a little bit and visit the Arizona staycation? Because we've got some people that are really enjoying, speaking of the galaxy, a beautiful setting in Tucson, Hacienda del Sol, House of the Sun.
Miss Lori won this month, and she's taking family from Oregon. So they're coming to Arizona, never been before,
excited.
And they're getting to stay at this lovely Hacienda del Sol guest ranch resort. The rooms are big. They're tile and wood floors, kind of authentic Southwest, lovely, great back porch. And the grounds, we stayed there years ago, the grounds are just like a garden, just very rich. And
we were there maybe, 17 or 18 years ago? Carol Grace was still an infant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like 8 months old or something.
Yeah.
So it's been 18 years. And
the thing
nestled.
I remember, the room was extremely nice, but the food in the dining room was exquisite. I don't know why we haven't been back. This is going to trigger us to get back there.
Well, the grounds are so lovely. You're in town, but it's up kind of just a little bit
elevated. Yep.
And so you can see the mountains or you can look down and see the city. And so visiting from out of town, it's a great place because you can go hike or you can go downtown and shop. So great little place. And Lori found in her car this weekend a basket from Soretta Candy. And Soretta Candy's in the heart of Glendale. They've been there for 40 years. It's a family shop run by the Soretta family. And I was in just the other day picking up the basket. They had pralines to die for, some of the best pralines from the store I've ever eaten.
You know, those were really, really good pralines.
Well, they have everything is fresh. They have nice boxes for Valentine's all set up, and chocolate roses, and nice nuts. And then the really cool thing about it, it's all open, so you can see everything being manufactured. The family's all in there working, just really kind, fun people. Soretta Candy Basket.
How much fun is it that we can put that together for someone, have a family visiting from out of state, never been to Arizona, and they can win an Arizona staycation? They go to Sanderson Ford, and they pick the vehicle of their choice off the 64-acre lot, that the cars that are in the demo corral, the ones that Sanderson loans out. You can pick any model that you want, get to try all the new technologies, and get the new car. Soretta Candies puts in a gift basket. Jennifer puts in a gas card, so the trip doesn't cost you a dime.
Magazines from Arizona Highways.
Arizona Highways gift bag, always a couple books and magazines. Then we have our lodging partners located all over the state of Arizona. This Hacienda del Sol just happens to be one of the newer lodging partners for us. What a great way to see Arizona. You can win an Arizona staycation only in one place at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Get there and register for it. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our email newsletter, which will come in your mailbox. It's a brand new format. Romy, thanks for doing that. I just keep getting many, many compliments about how nice the new newsletter format is. So congratulations on a good job there. Fantastic job, as a matter of fact. The newsletter comes. It generally tells you what we're going to be talking about on the show on Saturday, as well as gives you tips about your home that you can't get anywhere else. We've been on air 30 years now. We've been answering Arizona homeowners' questions about their house, home, castle, or cabin, and we've amalgamated that information into absolutely one of the most powerful resources you as an Arizona homeowner could ever access. It's RosieOnTheHouse.com. We are like an encyclopedia for homeowners that live in the great state of Arizona. It's our goal to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And on that website, every single week, we have a fresh article you can always find. It comes to you. You can go to the website and look under blogs. There'll be a new one each week. It will, in your newsletter, there's a link directly to it. Facebook, it's driven to you. So fresh information for you every single week.
Boy, and we've got a packed show today. Y'all have got to stay tuned for the entire program through 11 o'clock. Romy, you've got John Eisenhower coming in for the Outdoor Hour next hour at 8 o'clock.
We'll be talking trees, second Saturday of every month.
Boy, we've got some great interviews coming up at 9 o'clock. We have someone coming in that has won a local architectural contest about repurposing the city's alleys. You know, those places that are all weed overgrown and possibly become habitation points for people that don't have any other place to live. They can become kind of worrisome places. Maryvale has actually abandoned the use of the alleys for utility pickup. So no one is taking care of the alleys there. Kind of a scary situation. Well, we've got someone who has won a contest on how to repurpose the city's alleys. It is going to be a fabulous interview at 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, I have someone joining us by phone from Washington, D.C., the editor of Remodeling Magazine, to talk about a report he publishes every single year called Cost Versus Value. It's a great guide for those of you that are considering remodeling on what a project should generally cost. That's coming up at 10 o'clock. Packed show. Stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in. Rosie on the House. Don't go anywhere.